It's Tuesday, June 15th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, 9 Christian families were forced out of Sikkapai Village, located in India's Odisha state, after a Hindu mob ransacked and destroyed their homes, reports International Christian Concern. As of now, the families are living in makeshift homes in the nearby jungle. The New American Magazine has dedicated a full issue to encouraging families to abandon government-funded schools. At issue, according to the conservative news source, is the radicalization of primary schools. Quote, by applying to primary schools the same type of propaganda and indoctrination that turned the universities into their minions, the progressives guarantee that future generations of students coming to college would already be pre-baked in pro-socialist and anti-American worldviews, end quote. Last week, talk show host Dennis Prager called for an exodus from the public schools, calling homeschooling, quote, the single best thing you can do to retake America, end quote. After 12 years serving as prime minister for the nation of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu was displaced Sunday by Naftali Bennett. The new governing coalition pulled together 60 votes against Netanyahu's 59 to shift power to a more centrist position. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Department has calculated an annual rate of 1.4 million border encounters with illegals for fiscal year 2021. During the Trump administration, the average rate hovered around 670,000 per year. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling for the completion of the border wall along the Texas-Mexico border, with an allocation of $1 billion to the effort. Over the last 10 years, China's gross domestic product has more than doubled, while the Japanese economy shrank by 21%. In addition, Japan's economy contracted 5% in 2020, from which economists do not expect it to recover anytime soon. Since 1997, Japan's debt to GDP has risen from 100% to 266%, the largest in the world. Plus, Japan's birth rate dropped below the replacement level in 1957, and its population has shrunk by 2 million since 2010. The largest economies in the world, by purchasing power parity, are China, the United States, India, and Japan. The Department of Justice initially promised a vigorous defense of the exemption that allows Christian colleges to require students to adhere to codes of conduct that bar sex outside of marriage between one man and one woman. But it backed down following criticism from homosexual advocates, reports World Magazine. The controversy started when 33 students initiated a class action lawsuit against the federal government for what they perceived to be discrimination against homosexuals attending Christian colleges. Another first for the Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris made an official appearance at a homosexual pride march in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. The International Pride Calendar lists 96 homosexual pride marches around the world for 2021, 51 of which take place in the United States. Obadiah 1 verses 3 through 4 says, hear what God has to say to the proud. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. A 56-year-old commercial lobster diver was gobbled up by a humpback whale off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts over the weekend. Michael Packard told the Cape Cod Times he was in the whale's mouth for at least 30 seconds before the mammal surfaced and spit him back out. Humpback whales can grow up to 40 to 50 feet long and weigh in at 55,000 pounds. In God's good providence, Packard survived his harrowing Jonah-like experience. Also, 10 years ago, the same man was in a plane crash in the jungles of Costa Rica and survived, when 3 others did not. It would be good to remember the words of Jesus from Matthew 12, verses 40 and 41. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. Worldview listener Sherry Taylor in Yuma, Arizona, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com to say that, quote, one, I can't find news you report. We don't even get up-to-date news from our local TV stations. Two, I need to be informed on news because it gives me the ability to make decisions. And three, I am a Bible-believing, Jesus-saved parent and grandparent who needs to educate my family. Stay strong, my friend. You are providing news that people will read and listen to, prompting them to pray for the person or situation. Chin up, soldier for Christ. End quote. And Sarah Castle in Aurora, Colorado, wrote to say, quote, I like getting the news from a safe source. Plus, I like hearing about Christians in other parts of the world. It's eye-opening and helps me pray more effectively. I appreciate learning of action items. I especially value the links. And I enjoy the scripture which accompanies some of the stories. Although sometimes I feel the scripture doesn't always fit well. End quote. By Friday, July 9th, we need to raise $65,000 to help keep the Worldview on the air. That would mean 108 listeners who would make a $25 monthly pledge, as well as 54 listeners who would make a $50 monthly pledge. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give on the top right. Make sure to select that you'd like your donation to be a recurring monthly pledge. The goal by this Friday is $16,250. With your help, we can get there. Special thanks to our first two donors. Angela in Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada, gave $25, and Linda in Wesley Chapel, Florida, donated $100. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.